Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Brian, thanks for being here this morning.
Dawn, thanks so much for having me on.
So what's, absolutely, Brian, what's your reaction to this? As I just want to say, it's from a place for people who, I mean, you've been on my show a ton and most people know who you are, but this comes from a space of you loving Temple, loving Philadelphia, and being an alum.
It's what we saw go down yesterday was horrific. Those images, and by the way, those images, you know, I apparently got leaked out, and there was a little bit of turmoil within Temple PD over how those images got out and whatnot, because they are always more concerned, and I'm not talking about the rank and file Temple PD, I'm talking about up top, they are more concerned with the image rather than actually providing safety. And I have been banging this drum for a year now. I started sounding off a year ago when we had those high-profile home robberies.
Yeah.
Where students were held hostage in their own basement, tied up at gunpoint. I've been banging this drum for a year, and nothing has changed. And so, yes, I am very sad for my alma mater, because they're in a bad state right now, and I don't see a lot of hope of them getting better.
Yeah. You know, I think what is interesting and what's also important about the pictures, and I'm looking at all the websites, all the local stations have them, but what's significant about all these different photos is that, first of all, in one of them, the person is wearing jeans and a jacket with some distinctive, you know, marks on the jacket that people could look for. But in another one of the shots, the person is wearing, you know, full dark hoodie and a mask, but it's from so far above that you can make out the person, at least their eyes, their nose, and it looks to be a white person. It's not, because sometimes, you know, they don't want to release ethnicity, but this has nothing to do with ethnicity. This is a white, it looks like a white guy who is clean shaven, wearing the mask and wearing the hood and all of that. So there's, you know, sometimes there's some racial sensitivity to things that this has nothing to do with ethnicity.
No.
Do you think that? I mean, I don't see that in this case.
Dawn, I think you're spot on. And here's how Temple University has changed so much since over a decade ago when I attended to now. There was always crime in and around that area. But back when I attended and when so many others attended, the crime, they weren't targeting students. Now they are specifically targeting students. Mm-hmm. They see it as a soft zone with soft targets being the students. That's why we saw that spree of home robberies. Mm-hmm. That's why we're seeing gunpoint robberies like this. The tragedy with Sergeant Fitzgerald, to begin this year, they were out, you know, carjacking and robbing and whatnot. They specifically went to Temple to commit that because they felt they could get away with it. And that's the big problem.
Well, I know in this one, Philadelphia police are working with Temple police, and that's common. Do you think there's a change in, let's say, the students who are going to Temple now might be not from a city or from this area, and they're not street smart, and as well, they're A, distracted, B, wearing headphones, which is makes it easier to come up to somebody and prey upon them.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to be a talking point from Temple leadership, because Temple's head of public safety is also not from an urban area, mm-hmm. and was put in here. And I'm talking about Dr. Jennifer Griffin. Mm-hmm. Should we blame these students for putting themselves in vulnerable positions? No, absolutely. No. I mean, there needs to be education for people who are not familiar with an urban setting and not familiar with that area. But you still need to provide actual safety too. You cannot sell these students that you've got a safe campus, and then when they get there and write their tuition check, say, "Hey, you're on your own." Now, if you're selling a message of safety, you've got to provide them safety. And I think Dr. Jennifer Griffin has not been doing that. I know she's been on your show.
Yep.
I don't know her personally, but I do know that the Temple University Police Association has called for her to resign. And from what I've seen over the past year, I would endorse that message that she should step down. They need somebody to come in and actually lead that department.
Yeah, she and I always say that anybody who wants to give their side of the story, they're always welcome on. I mean, she was a longtime Delaware State Police trooper and, you know, had the chops as far as somebody in the law enforcement end of things. And I think that's why Temple probably thought, whether they thought right or wrong, but they probably thought that, you know, somebody who had been a Delaware State Police officer and worked her way up from patrol was somebody who may be relatable to law enforcement. I mean, maybe that is happening, maybe it's not happening. But I also, you know what, Brian, I also think this is not happening in a vacuum. I mean, at some point, you know, we are a city, let's just be real here, where, you know, our own mayor, after one of the incidents at New Year's, not last New Year's, the one before, I mean, basically, I know he apologized for it and he's been beaten up, but I think it was real when Jim Kenney said he basically couldn't help, hope he couldn't wait. He can't wait to not be mayor.
I cannot wait for him to not be mayor as well.
But think about the leadership we've had and the attitude about the defund the police movement overall. So I think, for Temple and for anybody in the city, I think, unfortunately, it's, you know, I'm not just going to blame one university, because it's really a city problem. And they, unfortunately, are in the city and they're in one of the hot spots, you know, as you've said, in a hot spot area. And I think, and I'm a mom of teenagers, I'm constantly saying to them, because I live in the city of Philadelphia, and I say, leave your earbuds at home. If you go out with your friends, you're going anywhere, leave the earbuds at home, because they tend to crank up the music or whatever podcast they're listening to. They're kind of zoned out. And that makes them, like you said, a soft target. I think that's a huge problem here. I don't know if Temple has any programs, or if the city of Philadelphia has a program that would even offer some training to people. I think it'd be worth it if they did.
Yeah, well, and that's, when you listen to the Temple talking points, that's a lot of what they're preaching. They're preaching that they've got an app that, after these three armed robberies, that was in the press release that they put out, mm-hmm. that they encourage students to download their app. Okay, that app doesn't protect you from being pistol whipped. Okay, you can report it through the app after you're pistol whipped, but it doesn't prevent that situation and the scars that these students are going to have to carry with themselves from that. I can't even imagine, when I attended Temple, I mean, I heard gunshots. You know, there was one time I literally hit the deck walking to class, hearing a big loud noise. Now, it happened to be a backfire from one of those police golf cart things they were driving around, but I still hit the deck when I heard a loud noise because I knew what area I was in. But what these, you know, those two, you know, three individuals went through yesterday, that can't happen.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about these universities talking about safe spaces. If we're creating safe spaces, can we not actually keep them physically safe?
Yeah. Amen.
Like as the lowest priority, yeah. As just the foundation of a safe space. Can they be certain they're not going to get pistol whipped walking to class?
Well, Brian Hart, thank you. I'm up against a tough break here, but I appreciate you, and we'll look for more reaction as Philadelphia police work with Temple University police to catch the suspect or suspects. It looks like the same suspect from the photos, but I know they're working on it. We'll continue to update it. Brian Hart, thank you so much for joining me this
morning. Thank you, my son.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.